Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Diane Blackmer, the site manager of the Green County Christian Action Resource Center, as well as Shirley Hoppert. She's the assistant director, as well as the head of the building committee for ARC, and Pastor Julie Polson also joining us, the chair of the Green County ARC board. So thank you very much, ladies, for being on. And Shirley, wouldn't you mind, first of all, telling us about the situation that the food pantry is currently facing and why the need for a new building?
Our needs for the food pantry have been increasing the last couple of years, and every month we serve more families. And our building that we currently are in has done a wonderful job for us, but we're finding that it's just a little bit on the small side, and we're kind of bursting at the seams to store food and to distribute food to families. And so we started actively looking for a different place probably about a year ago. We've looked at several places in town here, and for one reason or another, they didn't work out. But we recently came across a building that is the former Clark Plumbing and Heating building that was going to be up for sale, and we checked it out. It is sizably bigger than our current facility, and we placed an offer on the building, and it was accepted. And so we're in the process of waiting for all the paperwork and things to finish so that we can transition to moving in there sometime in December.
All right. So now, Diane, Shirley told us a little bit about the current situation that the food pantry is facing right now with the high demand of needed items and running short of space, obviously, to serve the families that you're currently serving. Can you just give our listeners an idea of about how many families you're serving on a monthly basis? And obviously, when the holiday season rolls around like we're currently in right now, you see that number grow on a little bit more basis.
Yes, we do. And part of that's due to the fact that children are home on vacations. And so if they're not getting some of their meals at school, that increases the need in their homes. We currently serve between 90 and 100 families in a month. That will probably go up. It's a challenge. We try to provide about a week's worth of groceries to each family unit that comes in. That may be one person, and it may be 10 people. And so obviously the family of 10 receives a lot more than a family of one.
Pastor Julie, obviously the food pantry can only do so much on its own, but you rely heavily on those donations and volunteers to help out when the food pantry is open to service those families that come in. Just talk to us about that aspect and how you go about getting those donations.
Yeah, we welcome donations from all over the Greene County. The churches are huge donors of food and volunteers. The civic organizations in town have been wonderful to us. And even school kids come in and do packing of the bags. We really appreciate, even this radio station does a plea for food, and we really appreciate all the community people who either send us money or bring us food or in the summer bring us fresh produce from their gardens. We're so grateful to the churches in town that come in and they'll pack bags or they'll work Wednesday morning to help serve the community. Many churches send regular donations, and we're just very grateful to all the support of the Greene County community.
Being the head of the ARC board, Pastor Julie, there really is quite a wide variety of people who sit on that board, clergy included.
Right. The Greene County Christian Action Resource Center is a nonprofit. It's not part of the Greene County Clergy Association. As I said, it's a nonprofit organization representing the whole county, and we do have members from churches and civic groups that are on the board. And any church, any group in town that wants to become active is welcome to be on the board. We really appreciate the communication that comes through that and the participation of many different churches especially.
Now, Shirley, going back over to you at the building project, you kind of started us out by telling us where the food pantry would like to settle its new home on. Can you give us a little bit more of the background as far as what made the former Clark Plumbing and Heating building so desirable as the space that you'd like to move into?
Our current building is 44 by 50, and the new facility will be 70 by 50, so we've got a much bigger area to expand to. We'll now be able to have some furniture that will be available for families that might need a stove or a chair or a bed. Right now we rent a storage unit, and so we'll be able to save money by bringing that stuff to our building and having it available for them to take a look at. So very excited to be able to expand and help more people. So this will be a venture that we hope by next spring we'll be ready to move into.
Now, talk to us about the kind of the financial aspect, because you ladies are on here too, trying to help make a plea, for lack of a better term, to the public to get some monetary donations to help your venture to get to your new space.
Right. The bid that we put in for the building was $69,000, and it was accepted by the Burnell family. Some of you may have known Wes Burnell. He was killed in a car accident back in August. The family decided to liquidate the building and the business. Right now, out of the $69,000, we have probably about maybe half of that amount of money that has been raised. So
if people would like to make those monetary donations to help out in your effort, I mean, I also hear you're going to be selling your current building too to kind of help offset that cost. How can people make those particular donations?
They can send a check to the Greene County Action Resource Center on Harrison Street. They can drop a check by.
Now, Diane, tell us a little bit about, you know, once you move into your new facility out there, currently you're not able to allow the families that you do serve to be able to have much of a choice or selection, as it were, to fulfill what they need at home. But with your new space, you'll be able to have that choice.
Yes, and that was one of the considerations in looking for a new building. And I'll ask Julie to talk more about the kinds of programs that she has seen. But what we would like to do is arrange it so that each person will receive a slip or a voucher saying how many of each category of items they can have. And then they would go through with a volunteer and choose within that category what their family would like. It's a little bit more user-friendly, more inviting, and a better use of resources.
Excellent. So, Julie, let's expand on that topic that Diane was just talking about and that new restructuring format.
Yeah, we'd like to empower the people who come in to choose what they will actually use and then cut the waste that might be happening. So instead of handing people a bag of mixed up vegetables and fruits, for example, we'll tell them how many fruits they get and they get to choose that off the shelf. Yeah, and we've seen this across the nation that people have gone more to this, where then the volunteer also gets to interact with a family in a friendly way and just help them through the shelves and say, you know, you get this and this and how many of these is already assigned, but the choice is yours. We're excited to take that step and maybe build relationships a little bit more than just handing someone a bag that's already been set up for them.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here for our first of our two-part series with Shirley Hoppert, Pastor Julie Polson, and Diane Blackmer of Greene County ARC. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.